Hi, everybody. Hi, Steve and Barbara. So very nice to be with you again this month on the Virtual Light broadcast. Can you believe it? The last one of the year. Officially, this is actually for January, but because we are presenting it on the solstice, it really kind of ties into all the magic at the end of the year, doesn't it? Today is a very sacred day. It's a very special day, and I want to talk a little bit about why that is in my segment for today. So let's get into it. To build it up, what does the solstice mean? Well, it's the longest day of darkness. And it's the beginning as we cross over the threshold back into light. It's the longest day where we have the least amount of daylight. And so it symbolizes our winter ahead. It symbolizes going into a hibernating time. It symbolizes the time of our energy. If we follow the wheel, and there is, I'm going to talk a lot more about this in our upcoming 3-month event together, Walking Between the Worlds, because there is a natural way to work with nature consciousness, to follow nature's lead and intelligence for survival, for thriving, for community. If you watch nature, it knows what to do and it knows when to do it, and it's been doing it for eons of time. It has survived us over and over and over again and has thrived. When you add us into the equation, we seem to work against the natural rhythms, right? You hear Steve and the group, particularly Ilra, talk a lot about our natural rhythms. It sounds like a nice word. Musicians think of a beat, but a rhythm, it is so much more. It's our energetic alignment. It's our motivation. It's our creativity. It's our ability to be inspired. When we work against our natural rhythms, and most of us do, we don't realize it because we were raised that way, but most of us work against the natural cycle of the wheel, the cycle of the year, nature's rhythms. And we need to get back in tune with that if we really want to be in alignment with ourselves, if we want to be in alignment and of great service to the collective. It's important that we be in our own alignment, and that is an energetic rhythm. So the solstice is a rhythm of moving inward, of this facing of our shadow. If you haven't noticed, it's playing out beautifully in front of you. It really validates what I'm saying. This is the time where anything in shadow needs to be faced. It needs to be brought up without judgment, without self-judgment. We as human beings tend to have this affliction of perfection. We never want to admit being wrong. We never want to admit our weaknesses. And yet they are our deepest strengths and our largest growth potential, soul growth. When we can look at ourselves with loving compassion and see, you know, this is where I was really good in 2019, and this is where I grew a lot, and these are the areas I'm still struggling with. This is what still I grapple with, and it's in shadow. And if we can bring it out and face the shadow, the solstice is a very powerful, very magical time to put you back into rhythm. So in the longest period of darkness, you face your own shadow. And if you're willing enough to have the courage to do that dive, and to face that shadow, and to be just honest and loving with yourself. You know, I could be kinder. I could be less angry. I might need to take some action steps next year towards my dreams instead of feeling frozen and powerless. I tell myself things that aren't really true, and I judge myself more harshly than others ever would. I need to really look at this, because my self-love is the most important job I will ever have. And when I get that into the rhythm of acceptance, self-acceptance and alignment, I become a very influential being in my own life, creating it going forward in a way that makes me very happy and makes my soul happy and allows me to grow and expand. And then naturally, I want to share that. I want to put that forward. We as empaths and as light workers are wired this way. So if you're working against it, it just doesn't feel good, does it? And each of us have a little bit of this, some of us more than others. That's okay. I look at that and think, the more stuck you feel, the more incredible the opportunity to get on the right side of that rhythmic alignment for yourself when you begin to just give yourself a break and not feel that you need to be perfect. And so the winter solstice is the time to embrace and face the shadow and recognize the service that it is offering you. It looks like it's there to challenge you, and it is challenging, but it's out of the deepest love that the shadow side is created. And if we can see that, right, because you can see that playing out in government all across the planet right now, with Brexit, with the impeachment in the US, you can see everything in shadow is coming up to be faced. But if you can do that for yourself with the utmost self-love and compassion, then here's what starts to happen with the solstice. You start to move into more light. You start to carry more light. You start to move through the winter season in this protective bubble of gestation, right? You've faced what you're trying to avoid. So rather than spend more energy trying to be perfect and avoiding what you don't want to look at, that's exhausting. That's working against the natural rhythm of nature. Nature doesn't judge itself. Nature recognizes where it's weak, where it's strong, and makes adjustments. If we could treat ourselves with the same respect and the same intelligence, we just need to make some adjustments and start to look at what those might be. Then you are working with the rhythm of the solstice. And then something very magical happens. It's a very feminine energy, the winter solstice here. Solstice in general, if you are in the southern hemisphere, you are going into summer. So this is a time of coming out. This is a time of birthing forward. Here in the northern hemisphere, we are going into this quiet period. Remember I was talking about nesting? Be mindful of what you're putting in your nest, because now you're going into that nest and you will gestate those dreams, those desires. Once you face the shadow, you see clearly it's just because of what you want, the desires you're not willing to say out loud, and you start to move towards them. So it is a time of reflection. There is a time during the solstice where the entire world is in the same alignment. It's the same moment on the planet everywhere, the solstice. Think about that for a minute. That's a nexus point. That's a threshold. That's a liminal space. Remember me talking about liminal spaces? That's a vortex of energy that you can harness if you choose to. And the feminine energy around it is, it dates back ancestors, centuries. Recognize this. And I taught a class recently called the Winter Solstice Sacred Journey, if you're interested, where I take you into that experience. I take you into that space and you realign. And I don't know if you realize this or not, but in certain sacred spaces around the globe, the temples were built, the inner chambers, the most sacred places in the temples where the healing work was done, they were built in a way that line up specifically with the sunrise on solstice. And I'm speaking about the temple at Karnak in Egypt. Another place that is an absolute favorite of mine is Newgrange in Ireland. And as the sun rises on the winter solstice, it hits the temple, it hits the mound in Ireland at a specific angle, and it lights up and it fills the entire inner sacred chamber with light. Now you facing your shadow is, this is metaphorically the same. When you do that, you create space. You stop running in another direction. You stop spending all your energy in depletion, in opposition of your natural rhythm, which is to look, to embrace, to self-love, and then to what? Receive more light, to fill up with more light. We are moving back into longer days of light. Our ancestors knew this. When you look up the meaning of fate or destiny, now the reason I'm tying that together with the solstice is when you are willing to look at your shadow, legend has it that the goddess of fate will smile upon you. And if you look at old mythology, Greek mythology talks about three goddesses that spin thread, that, and three, sacred triad, who are responsible for every mortal life from birth until death, making sure that they follow their path of destiny unobstructed. Don't you want to be in alignment with that? Doesn't that light you up inside? When you look up the meaning in Latin for fate, it's a feminine noun. Now, the literal translation is fatum, but if you look at the feminine noun, it is actually fata, and fata translates to the goddess of fate. So when you culminate this together during a sacred time, a liminal space, a threshold, it takes courage. But that courage is deeply rewarded by following your path of destiny unobstructed. So each day becomes a step on the journey. We move into a feminine gestation period of our dreams, of our desires, of our self-nurturing. Look at how nature behaves in the winter. The bears will hibernate. The trees drop their leaves. All of our energy is conserved. We are careful where we focus. We watch what's playing out, and we look at our emotional response to it, and we investigate why. And we begin to realign ourselves so that we can move forward through the winter months into the spring and birth anew. So this is 2020. This is what 2020 has to offer you. This is what the goddess of fate is offering you if you will have the courage to move through the solstice in a way that faces your shadow, in an honest way, and allows you to realign with the natural cycle of the wheel. And we'll get into so much more of this in Walking Between the Worlds. But for now, today is the solstice, and it happens at 11:19 Eastern. So that's 8:19 Pacific. What will you do? How will you celebrate it? In my class that I did, I talk about ways that you can decorate your home and why, what that goes back to ancestrally, why we did these things like cleaning and energetically clearing our home, why the Druids loved mistletoe, which grows on oak trees, that it was a sacred plant that carried much magic, and it would protect them and bless them. And so we would hang mistletoe or holly. Holly works as well, I talk about in class. And we would I actually have some right here that I just snipped from my garden. And we would take the origin. Now, this is the meaning of when people talk about kissing under the mistletoe. Where this came from is the sacred ancestors knew that this plant carried deep wisdom and deep magic, that they would snip after the full moon when the plant had taken enough energy for itself, right? We always honor nature first, allow nature to take what it needs, and then it shares with us. It sustains us, right? Food be your medicine. We would then clip some and give it a blessing, and you'd hang it over a doorway. And you would receive that blessing every time you went through a liminal space. Doorways are liminal spaces. So every time you entered your home or exited your home, you were offered a blessing. You were given a blessing from your ancestors. These are the kinds of things that we can do in the solstice. And I talk a lot about them in the class. I talk about creating your own set of stone divination and things like reading tea leaves and tassiomancy and a way to look at what's coming for your year ahead. Our ancestors celebrated the solstice. They had gone through their final harvest and then were moving into this beautiful period of rest and rejuvenation and quiet, where they could really commune with their own souls, with nature, with God, with wisdom. And then they would come through in the new year, ready, realigned, and ready to take action steps to creating that what they wanted to receive, what they wanted to achieve. 2020 is looking like it's going to be an extraordinarily important year. And that's why Steve and Barbara and I wanted to come together and do an event that walks through 3 months, learning how to walk between these worlds, the past, the future, in this present moment with deep presence. I do hope you'll join us for that. And in the meantime, I wish you blessings this solstice and this Yuletide season. Give to yourself realign, fill up, move into this space of receiving more light. You are so very extraordinary and so necessary, and your energy contribution matters more than you probably realize. And I wish you deep peace and deep realignment and an extraordinary connection to your own soul's wisdom and to nature consciousness. And I'll see you on the other side of this threshold and liminal space. Blessings. Until next time, I'll turn it back to you in the studio now.
Thank you so much, Meg. She always has the most interesting, fascinating information. I love to listen to her.
I think
she's
fascinating.
She's a storyteller.
Here she's talking about standing in your light on the day of darkness. I thought that was
absolutely
beautiful.
That. That is wonderful. All right. Well, we'll be back in just a few more minutes with more of the Virtual Light broadcast, and we are going to answer the questions that you have sent in. See you then.